Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, Robert Eitoven. He ran Adam Laxalt's successful attorney general campaign. And on the pundit panel, we have Greg Crawford, Fred Locken, and Michael Hackett. That's coming up next, so stay tuned to Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Manager. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
I welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is political consultant Robert Eitoven of Reno, a former All-State baseball pitcher at Reno High back when he had more hair. Welcome to you, Robert.
Thanks, Ray. Yeah, hey. Politics does this to you, not baseball.
Hey, I really wanted to compliment you on the campaign you ran with Adam Laxalt. I followed your career for many years, and really it was, I think, maybe you could call it your finest hour, and I wanted to start with that. But I wanted to ask you is that you started 17 points down with Adam Laxalt in the attorney general race against Democrat Ross Miller. And then you ended up winning, and I was wondering how much of it was like this quote-unquote red wave that swept Republicans into office in 2014.
I think a lot of it was, I think the red wave, I disagree with it a little bit as far as Nevada's concerned. It's not that Republicans had a massive turnout in Nevada, which would signify a red wave, at least that's how I would view it. I think it was just the Democrats were asleep. They didn't show up. There was nothing the Democratic Party could do to energize the base to get them to turn out. They had Bill Clinton come in late down to Las Vegas. A few hundred people showed up. It wasn't a big rally. They had Joe Biden come in a few days after that when they realized the Bill Clinton factor didn't really work to their advantage in early turnout. So it's not that Republicans turned out in this big, massive amount. I mean, the turnout was light both sides, especially urban Washoe. Urban Clark, rurals turned out like they always do. So rural voters had a higher impact on the statewide races like Adam Laxalt in the attorney general race, but much less of an impact was from those typical, Clark, Las Vegas, Reno, Washoe, urban counties. So it wasn't like Republicans were turning out in droves, just the Democrats were really that out of it this cycle.
Okay, I'd say one of the biggest moments of the campaign season is when the day that journalist John Ralston broke the news about Adam Laxalt's Lewis and Rocha performance view notes that were leaked to him that referred to Adam Laxalt as quote-unquote train wreck and suggested he be terminated. This came, I know it was a big blow, but you seem to fight back with that with a lot of reviews from Adam's time in the military. Maybe talk about what a crushing day that had to be and how you had to lift the campaign back up.
Well, it certainly got people paying attention to the race. I mean, I think everyone was pretty sleepy. The race that was supposed to be the race to be was Lieutenant Governor's race, and I think Hutchison had a pretty strong control over that race the entire way. So I think it just focused a lot of attention on the AG race. What happened was some notes in a review were leaked. We knew it wasn't the full review. My very first conversation with Adam was, have you seen this? And he hadn't seen it. Of course, he had received the actual review he got.
But those and that wasn't the same thing. Those notes were not the same
thing. The notes went into the review panel's overall decisions of what kind of review he was going to get. So it was immediately trying to figure out how we counter that. And we had performance reviews from Iraq when he was serving in Iraq as a JAG officer. We had performance reviews from when he was a general counsel. We had performance reviews when he was a law professor at the Naval Academy. All three of those were sterling reviews, absolutely inconsistent with what we saw from Lewis Rocha. So we quickly got those out and put them up on the webpage and begged people like you to include those into your news stories to show that, you know, here's a guy who's had a number of performance reviews throughout his career. And then here are notes from a performance review that are completely inconsistent with the rest.
Okay.
And so it was difficult to counter, but that's how we did it.
Okay. These came out in the summer where you had a month to counter these things, and that it seemed like your strategy to counter the train wreck notes took a month to complete. What if the train wreck notes had come out the week before early voting? Would it have been difficult to win that election?
You know, I wish I'd been a fly on the wall in the other side's room to figure out the strategy behind leaking it at that time. I think maybe they saw how much money Adam was raising. He did very well. He entered this race $1 million behind. Ross Miller had $1 million head start, all the name ID in the world. You know, everyone kind of dismissed Adam when he got into the race that he was going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Right.
But he worked. And I'm telling you, I've never been around a candidate. I've been involved in a number of campaigns. I've never been around somebody with the work ethic that he has. It's tremendous. He exhausted all of us. He fought hard. But the August thing, it may have been, and this is all speculation, maybe they thought they could cut off the money. They knew they'd always be able to use it for ads. You know, you could come out with that in May and still have that for ads. So we knew we'd have some significant ad buys against us using those notes. And by the way, I think they're from an attorney, from what I've heard. It was one person who obviously had a personal grudge. Those aren't comments you give to somebody for constructive criticism means,
which right,
is what those
right.
performance reviews are used for, who I understand is not even with the firm anymore. But, you know, trying to counter that when you have $2.5 million of TV using those comments against you is a challenge. But I think the August decision was maybe more about cutting off money so that he wouldn't raise any more money to be competitive in October.
Okay, we got to stop it right there. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more with Robert Eitoven after these few messages from our sponsors.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager, and this is our guest, Robert Eitoven, a political consultant who led Adam Laxalt's victorious campaign for Attorney General defeating Ross Miller. I wanted to ask you about another thing before we get back into the Laxalt campaign, is that you also do lobbying for Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which is, you know, everybody knows it's led by one of the richest guys in the world, Sheldon Adelson. Now Harry Reid, lost the Senate majority leadership. He's now the Senate minority leader.
Right.
So how do you think this impacts the chances of getting an online internet gaming bill through Congress? Do you think now that is a dead issue?
I think it's being considered in the lame duck session right now, and what comes of it is yet to be seen. Anything can happen in a lame duck. I worked back on Capitol Hill for a number of years, and I think we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Senator Reid has been open to Las Vegas Sands arguments that there should not be everyone walking around with an iPhone or an iPad shouldn't have a casino on them.
Right, right.
It should be a rite of passage. You know, if you make enough money, put enough money away, and you take a trip to Las Vegas or wherever there's legal brick-and-mortar casinos, you should be able to go. And you have the human interaction, which is the cornerstone to regulating the industry. So we've been making those arguments to House and Senate leaders for the past year. Hopefully, this all is based on Eric Holder, the outgoing Attorney General, basically rewriting the WIRE Act unilaterally without congressional input. We're just trying to see congressional input put back in and restoring the WIRE Act. Hopefully, it'll happen in the lame duck. If not, you know, we'll have to look at the next Congress.
Okay, let me get back to the Adam Laxalt versus Ross Miller campaign. Is that, you know what? Okay, we had these leaked documents, performance review notes from Lewis and Rocha. And I asked you during the campaign, I said, Robert, do you plan to file suit against Lewis and Rocha for the leakage of these documents? And you said, well, we haven't talked to their lawyers yet. We're too busy now. You didn't totally discount it. So I'm just wondering, is there a possibility that Adam Laxalt could sue his employer, Lewis and Rocha, well, his former employer now because he works for the state, over these leaked documents?
The option and the opportunity, I guess, is there for him. I haven't talked to him about whether he plans to pursue that. I think he is very busy trying to get a transition into office. The current Attorney General, Catherine Cortez Masto, has been extremely generous with her time and helping in the transition process there. I'm not sure if a lawsuit's going to take place. I did mention to you in the campaign that option, of course, is there, that opportunity is there, but that would be up to, you know, Adam to decide, not me.
Okay. You've run big name campaigns before. Let's go back to 2010. You were the campaign manager for Sue Loudon's unsuccessful campaign for the U.S. Senate. How would you compare Adam Laxalt to Sue Loudon as a candidate who maybe takes direction from the campaign.
You know, Sue Loudon worked extremely hard, too. I mean, she was definitely very engaged at all times in that race. You know, there were some mistakes made in that race. There always are. I think what was different with Sue Loudon is she had Harry Reid's involvement very much so in that Republican primary. They had an independent expenditure group, Patriot Majority, which spent millions of dollars influencing the Republican primary, which was a leftist group, on top of Danny Tarkanian, Sharon Angle, John Chachas. I mean, you remember all of the candidates who were in that primary.
Not all of them, but yeah.
And the Nevada Democratic Party. So we were going up in a primary against some good names, solid name. You know, Danny Tarkanian had run before. He actually was the last one to run against Ross Miller in a competitive race for Secretary of State in 06. So she was having to run against the right because she was viewed as the moderate, and she was being positioned that way, obviously, because if she had won that primary, she'd have been taking on Harry Reid, and he wouldn't have been able to share and angle her and say that she's a right-wing extremist.
Okay.
And so we were taking it on from the right and left. It was a perfect storm, and it was a very difficult, obviously, race for her to overcome.
Okay, one of the things that came out of that race, a big news story, was that Sue Loudon didn't pay all of her campaign debts, and I know the last time that I talked to her about it, you hadn't been paid yet, and I was just wondering if you got paid by Sue Loudon.
I have not.
You have not. Okay, well, that would seem like the biggest difference between the two candidates, because I'm sure that, how about Adam Laxalt? Is he paying you?
Adam has, again, different races. Adam didn't have any personal wealth. He didn't pledge to use any because he didn't have the personal wealth that Sue Loudon did. And so different campaigns, different circumstances. The FEC is involved in the Sue Loudon situation from 2010. And, you know, last I heard, they need to sign off on it. She's put a debt agreement plan together with myself and other vendors in that campaign that has been signed. Apparently, from what I hear, the FEC has to sign off on it. And anytime you're waiting for the federal government to sign off on any document, you might as well sit back and relax a while. It's going to take some
okay,
time.
Okay, we got to stop it right there. I hope you do get paid. We'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel after these few words from our sponsors.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Tell me more about the Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
You mean the best TV, internet, and voice?
Charter Spectrum Triple Play.
TV.
200 free in sweet HD. 10,000 on demand.
Instantly.
I'm not just the operator. Dish to dish, I'm your liberator.
Charter Spectrum TV. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-559-999.
Charter Spectrum high speed means no slowdown. 60 megs, I like the way that sounds.
Say goodbye to DSL. Say hello to fast as.
Charter Spectrum internet. Just $29.99. Call
1-844-559-999. Charter Spectrum voice, unlimited talk.
Zero fees and features that rock.
Crystal clear connection, say hi.
Charter Raiders, standing by. Charter Spectrum voice, just $29.99. Call
1-844-559-999.
Yeah.
1-844-559-999.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. It's time for our All-Star Pundit panel. Let me introduce the crowd today. First, we have Fred Locken, a political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Welcome to you, Fred. Then we have Greg Crawford of Alliance Trust. He's the president and owner of that group. And I know from personal experience, you do a really good job with retirement accounts. And last but not least, Michael Hackett, Principal Allrisk Consulting. And I'd never go for you for a retirement account advice, but political advice, yes, yes. Okay, you know, it kind of blew my mind in this last segment with Robert Eitoven that it's now 2014. He ran Sue Loudon's campaign in 2010. And Fred, he still hasn't been paid. And I just think that's incredulous.
Absolutely amazing, and it says a great deal about Sue Loudon, in my view. This is just not the way the game is played, and I think it has actually backfired on Sue Loudon.
How so?
Well, you see the feedback down in Clark County. I think there's a shock, given the wealth that she has. This is sour grapes or just what she thinks to be a shrewd business decision, but that story is out on the street. I don't think anybody would work with her today based on this.
Well, Greg, you're a money man, I would say, and it would seem like Robert Eitoven, he's racked up a lot of interest waiting for this payment.
I would imagine so, and certainly a debt that is 4 years in arrears is pretty troubling. It's not surprising that story gets around. The other issue, of course, that it brings up is the cost of running these campaigns. I mean, if you look at even this off sort of a presidential cycle, look at the Attorney General's race and the other races were extremely expensive, set all kinds of new records. And that's the other issue that I think people need to be mindful of, is just what it costs to be elected to these positions.
Okay, Michael, you're in the political business. Is there a percentage that races have climbed, as far as money to get to do a successful job?
Yeah, I think we've seen the bar raised each cycle. It may not be across the board on all races, but I think when you look at certain races, I think we've gone through that with our state Supreme Court. I think the cost to get into those races has been astronomical in some instances. I think if we look across at certain assembly races this session, this cycle as well, too. I was reading about Justin Frierson and Jason Frierson, rather, and his losing effort, and he lost raising close to $300,000, which for an assembly seat is that's a pretty high
wow.
amount of money.
Wow. And to lose.
And
that.
To lose, exactly. So I think the bar does get raised and kind of recreated or reinvented each cycle, again, depending upon the race. And what you pointed out, certainly in Sue Loudon's campaign, there was a lot of money there. With what Robert was talking about with Adam Laxalt's campaign, there was a lot of money in that race on both sides. So.
Well, Fred, let me go back to you. This issue about the train wreck job review notes that were leaked in the Adam Laxalt Ross Miller campaign. What do you think if these were leaked a week before early voting? Do you think it would have been curtains for Laxalt?
I think it would have been an entirely different situation. I agreed with his assessment that there was no way, but I appreciate that honesty. I think there's been a sick distortion after this election. I mean, Democrats stayed home. Republicans didn't show up in any significant numbers. In fact, there were lower numbers in Clark County than historically have been for Republicans. But in this situation, it is absolutely a fumbled opportunity. The summer was the horrible time to launch that. That would have been a fantastic October surprise.
Okay, Greg, the Republicans, for one reason or another, did very poorly in this past election, really got their nose bloodied. You could say they got their teeth knocked out. Do you think this is going to make them come, the Democrats, if I said Republicans, I apologize. Yeah. I mean the Democrats got their teeth kicked in. Do you think... How is this going to impact their game plan, I guess, going into 2016 when we have Nevada's U.S. Senator race going and the race for the new president?
Well, it appears to me as an outsider that these parties tend to look at each other and study each other's tactics. So I'm sure the Democrats are looking at what made the Republicans' campaign so successful. This cycle, we'll learn from it and try to apply those techniques to their own campaign 2 years from now.
Okay, Michael, we're talking about Adam Laxalt versus Ross Miller. And you were talking what people are not mentioning is a big factor is the political ads, and maybe if you could tell us what your thoughts on that.
Well, I think, you know, listening to Robert talk about the race against Ross Miller and what the turning points were, to me the turning point was the attack ads on Ross Miller. To me, that's what really turned it in Adam's favor. I thought those attacks were very hard-hitting. I think they had a lot of credibility and substance behind them. And I think those were the, to me, that was what really, I think, changed public sentiment in terms of, well, you know, maybe this is the person to elect as our attorney general. But I think when you talk about the whole issue of money, there was a lot of outside money that was put into the attorney general's race in this state. And, you know, Karl Rove, his pack was, you know, first and foremost in terms of funding a lot of those attack ads against Ross Miller. So you can never discount the money. But, you know, again, I think everything that's been mentioned here in terms of the Democrats not showing up, the fact that there was nothing at the top of the ticket nor the bottom of the ticket to incite them to come out and vote, along with the money and all of that, that's exactly what happened and why the Democrats are in the situation they're in right now.
Okay, we got to cut it right here. But, you know, one thing, I thought Adam Laxalt looked really good in his own ads when he was in his military uniform, and I think that really helped his image going forward. Hey, we got to cut it off right here. We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few messages.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture, dry cleaner, and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
America's a free country, but innocent people are still getting charged with crimes they did not commit. I'm attorney Jesse Calter, and there is nothing worse than an innocent person being locked up. Being a defense attorney is my passion. I will fight for your rights and your freedom. Do you have the right defense attorney protecting you or your loved ones? Don't wait. Call me now for a free consultation. What's your freedom worth?
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
Hey, thanks for watching on our next broadcast of Nevada Newsmakers. The guest will be Trey Abney of the Chamber of Reno Sparks in Northern Nevada, and we'll be talking about the 2015 Nevada legislature. That's coming up on our next broadcast, so please come back.